Why not her? What is she to you? What indeed? My eyes were locked onto Deborah's. She was not actually my sister. Not really. Not a real relation of any kind. Not at all. Of course, I was very fond of her, but... But what? Why did I hesitate? Of course, the thing was impossible. I knew it was unthinkable, even as I thought it. Not just because it was Deb. Although it was, of course. But such a strange thought came into my poor, dismal, battered head, and I could not bat it away. What would Harry say? And so I stood, uncertain, because no matter how much I wanted to begin, I knew what Harry would say. He had already said it. It was unchangeable Harry truth. Chop up the bad guys, Dexter. Don't chop up your sister. But Harry had never foreseen anything like this. How could he? He had never imagined when he wrote The Code of Harry that I would be faced with a choice like this. To side with Deborah, not my real sister, or to join my authentic 100% real live brother in a game that I so very much wanted to play. And Harry could not have conceived that when he set me on my path. Harry had never known that I had a brother who would... But wait a moment. Hold the phone, please. Harry did know. Harry had been there when it happened, hadn't he? And he had kept it to himself. Never told me I had a brother. All those lonely, empty years when I thought I was the only me there was. And he knew I was not. Knew and hadn't told me. The most important single fact about me. I was not alone. And he had kept it from me. What did I really owe Harry now, after this fantastic betrayal? And more to the immediate point, what did I owe this squirming lump of animal flesh quivering beneath me, this creature masquerading as my sibling? What could I possibly owe her in comparison to my bond with Brian, my own flesh, my brother, a living replication of my self-same precious DNA?